number 61, westbound freight. This is a concerning change, a unique situation that develops when the majority in your church or your group become so convinced of the necessity of change that there's no stopping them. This is, and often it's when change has been resisted in a church or an organization long, and there's a group that kind of wants to do something and change has been held back, and the people who hold the reins of power haven't let change occur. And finally, this group that wants to bring about a change, let's say move a church from downtown to the edge, and it never could get through, and finally this group gets the reins of power enough to get a majority vote, and it's a westbound freight. They say, we're going to do it no matter what. This is when you have the situation of change no matter, or change whatever the price. It's usually emotional based. It's very often, logic often doesn't have much to say about it. It's because it's been repressed change for so long, they are convinced this is the right thing to do, and they are going to do it. Now, let me tell you, if you ever get in a situation in your life where you have a westbound freight, where you're in the group, and because of repressed change, finally somebody gets in charge, and they are bent to see that change take place, you have a choice of three things to do. First, you can get aboard the westbound freight. You can say, well, I think this is a good idea to do this, move this church or sell the campground or whatever. Let's do it and get aboard and go along with the people. Second, you can get out of the way. You can just get on the side and don't say a word. Don't criticize it. Don't say, I think they're doing the wrong thing. Don't say, this is a mistake. It's going to ruin this church or it's going to ruin this district because they're doing that. You can just get on the side and watch. Or the third choice is you can lay down across the tracks and try to stop the westbound freight train. And you know what's going to happen? You'll get mauled. And this is an awkward situation that doesn't happen, maybe only happens once in your lifetime in a local church situation, or it may happen more often in a district, but once the time of an idea has come, there is a point at which you no longer can fight the idea. And once that thing is passed, it might even be passed by a slim majority, you got to either get on board or get out of the way, even though you're against it, just don't fight it anymore. Or if you want to, you can lay down in the tracks and try to fight that thing, but it won't work. You'll get run over, and you'll lose some of your influence and your chance to make a difference in your church. Westbound freight. Watch for that. Sometime in your life, you'll be in a situation where the freight train just moves. Now, you might be the engineer, or you might not be sure about it. Either stand aside, get on, or lay down across the tracks and fight it if you want. Now, I'm not talking about a moral issue. I think you understand that. Obviously, you'd be willing to lay down on the track if it was a real moral issue, if it was an issue. But it's a funny thing. Usually, a westbound freight doesn't happen on a moral issue. It usually happens on something that's an emotional issue rather than a moral one.